Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB
Witty. You know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga.
Much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up.
Follow this.
I try to be good, the good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in it. I don't get it, first they on me, then they cross me. I see they true colors cause they just wanna kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that genocide? It's just a public service, look at them, I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that, ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual, Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the Dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told y'all I was done,
didn't
I? So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
I will.
Damn right.
These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Telling real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitch to... Think either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chum change. Getting traded more than stocks do at the stock exchange. This ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like the kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? Same guy high
smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge but fucking now jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bottom went antimanty.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy, I
throw it back at him. And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend, see the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Cause real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, cause in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny, I live my life and let it be. And even with side
shots,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent, smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
What's cracking, y'all? Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck you, Fridays. If you're tuning in or you're listening live, thank you very much for being here. And if you're coming back and listening later, again, thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to whatever the fuck I'm about to be talking about for the next 2 hours. Hopefully 2 hours, like I said. I'm not going to let the show run longer than it needs to. As y'all know, fuck you, Fridays. It's more so get some things off your chest. I mean, it's finally Friday. We'd have made it through the week. You know, the weekend is here. So if you're about to turn it up and do what to do, then by all means, do what you got to do. And if you got some things you want to get off your chest, this is the place to do it before the weekend gets here, all right? So just give me a call if you're out there listening live, 661-621-7559. As always, you can either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me and let us know what's been fucking with you all week, all right? But first and foremost, as we always do, let me start out by thanking the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because without her, none of this would be going down. There would be no Bang Out Radio. There would be no fucking Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesday, until next to my co-host, Queen B. So thank you very much, boss lady, for letting me do my thing over here, hang out, try to bring these independent artists to the world, try to talk to some real people, you know, and just try to give y'all a place where it is real. And will always be real, 100%, 100%. We don't pull punches here. We don't hide. We don't bite our tongues. You know, everybody can be themselves here. We don't do anything like that, especially here on Fridays. This is definitely the point where you can let out anything you got to say or anything you want to let go of, all right? Also, all independent artists, everybody out there doing a musical thing, like I said. Excuse me, trying to eat this food and shit before the show. Didn't get it all the way down. but all independent artists. Again, everybody out there doing the music thing, because, again, without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't have no show either. I don't listen to, you know, mainstream stuff. I don't like that much mainstream stuff. I want a lot of y'all independent artists to get mainstream, because there's not no real artists in the mainstream right about now. There's a few, let me not say it like that, but again, things are just saturated right now, okay? So, again, that's why we do this show. That's why we're here on Bang Out Radio, to get independent artists a chance to get their music showcased and played and listened out there to everybody else, all right? So just make sure you keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, and that's hip-hop, rap, R&B, contemporary. Only thing I ain't fucking with is country and techno. Y'all can keep all that shit. I'm sorry. But again, real music, some real independent artists, send it to me. It will be amongst the first in rotation on the following show. I'm always keep my word about that, so I make sure I keep doing that. You want to set up interviews, you want to set up anything like that, get at me at the same email. As well as beauty. Ladies, if you're out there doing your modeling thing, or you want to get into modeling, or you just very, you know, beautiful inside and out and want to, you know, talk, holler, let people know, you know, get some people's minds about that or whatever. Holler at me, all right? We're looking for real people, all right, ladies? So don't sleep on Dagger's Beauty of the Week, all right? Shout out to all beauties of the week that have been here before. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there that takes the time out of their day to listen to the shows, to download the shows, to talk about the shows, to spread word about the shows, to share information about the shows. Like I said, keep doing what y'all doing, y'all. Keep getting the numbers up, even though I've been over here fucking up, and I know it. Like I said, but y'all been working with me. And I thank y'all for that as well, because y'all know it's hard to hold shit down all by yourself. But I'm doing the best that I can, especially with my fucked up life. All right. So, again, thank you for all being here. We are all in this together. And again, I'll be the first one to say that I can't do it without y'all. Y'all are the only ones I really got. Whoever, and this is y'all, whoever's listening to my voice. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you may be downloading this from. I don't know what city you're in, what state you're in. I don't know any of that. But if you're listening, thank you. All right, thank you very much, because without y'all, again, there's no point in me even doing this either. So I think that's all my thank yous out the way, and then man, I got 2 hours to this right now. It's crazy, because, you know, a Fuck You Fridays comes around, and it's like what can't I talk about, you know, or what can't I start talking shit about? But at the same time, it's like you got to take 2 hours in order to get all this off my chest by myself. So, again, if you want to call in and holler at me about something, then, again, feel free to. But mainly where I think I want to go this week, which is where a lot of y'all might be out there mad at me about this, especially the ladies. But I'm getting real tired of the female species. Maybe I can put it that way. I mean, don't get me wrong, and I've said this all the time. Like I said, I love women. You know what I mean? I love y'all. No, and women always have the power. Women, you know, a strong, independent, smart, intelligent woman. You know what I mean? That knows how to be a freak or whatever she needs. You know, all y'all get all my props all day, every day, and all that. But today, I'm getting real tired, like I said, well, the longest I've been tired of bitches, hoes, tramps, sluts, skeezers, rats, trollops, you know what I mean, tramps, whatever you want to call them. Y'all know the rest of them, the ones that are taking over the world now, you know. Now, oh, man, so many different ways to go with this. Now, again, first I want to start off by saying that women have all the power, you know, women. Well, I was going to say that like that. Women have all the power. I've always said that. I'm not going to go against that or whatever, because they do. But I've also always said women make the dumbest decisions with that power and what they choose to do with it. So what I mean and where I'm going with this is that women are bitches, hoes, trans, and all them are overstepping the boundaries. And oh man, I'm trying to find a way to say this where it can be understanding, and I won't come off as a total asshole or chauvinist or anything like that. But I guess bottom line is bitches done gone crazy, you know. And it's the fact that bitches and all these people out here trying to act like women and they not, you know. And basically, what I want to say is this is the theme of the night, anything that's going, since women have all the power, since women are in control and everything like that, I mean, behind the scenes or whatever, however you want to look at it, since women have the power, everything that's wrong in the world is a woman's fault. Okay? Everything that's wrong in the world is a woman's fault. I was saying that, like, if you backtrack anything bad that has happened to the world, as far as politics, just general murders, neighborhood beefs, shit like that, I bet you 9 times out of 10 investigating, there's a woman involved in it somewhere. Somewhere there's a woman involved. And I'm not necessarily saying it like that. What I mean is that if women use their powers, in a sense, you know what I mean, for good or in a good way, then things would be a lot better. You know, because as I've always stated, and if you don't see it for yourself and you just don't know it, you're not paying attention, the world is geared towards women as a whole. You know what I mean? If you notice, the world is geared towards women. You know, as far as fellas goes, what do we got? We got tools, sports, you know what I mean? We make it real simple, but everything else is geared towards women. Women do the shopping. Women, you know, are becoming more independent, got jobs, got more money to spend. Women are, you know, this, that. Women are so empowering and everything nowadays, right? So everything's being geared towards them. But the problem with that is that it's not the same women. Well, let's just say it like this. When I was a kid, I was looking at older women and everything, you know, like, man, you know. Wait, I'm going to say this. The women coming up now, I'm trying to generalize. I don't want to generalize. So I'm just going to say bitches. I'm trying to be nice and everything, but fuck it. The bitches and shit coming up now and everything like that are nothing like the women that I wanted to be with when I was growing up, if that makes any sense to anybody. Because the wrong type of female image is being uplifted as, what's the word, or being uplifted as like something to attain, as like a prize that needs to be won. You know, the wrong type of woman is being uplifted. You know, when I was coming up, we were taught about powerful women, you know, shit. Yeah, that's bad. You know, I was in school and I can't think of not one powerful woman from back then. But I mean, I'm talking about, you know, just women that have goals, that have ambitions, that you know, are not afraid to work for themselves, you know, work on themselves for themselves. At the same time, knows how to be a woman and doesn't let that become too empowering, and you know, loses that femininity in doing that. You know, it's a balance to it. You know, hold on, let me light this cigarette real quick. Take a sip of my alcohol. Just a But you know, look at what the girls now have to look up to. Look at what they're trying to emulate. Look at what they're trying to be like. You know, it's all about if you got the body, if you got the looks, well, put it out there and sell it. You know, it's all about the quick dollar, the quick money, the let's get it in real quick. I need that. You know. Women are becoming less and less, I guess, patient and willing to put in the work. It's more so somebody's going to give me something. Women feel like they're owed something now. And it's crazy because I've been around a lot of girls lately. You know, well, not like that, but I mean, you know, a lot of people I talk to are mostly female. So, but I hear the things they be saying. I hear the things they be talking about, things like that. You know, in one day, I was around 3 girls at different times of the day that said the same exact thing that blew my mind. They were like, I'm going to find somebody to give me some money. Like that's just what you do, and that's on a daily basis. you know, you wake up, you know, all these people, you got all these people in your phone, this, that, or whatever, and your main goal, all you think about is, one of these people is going to give you some money. And then it's like, what do you got to do to get the money? You know, instead of getting it really for yourself, you're looking for the handout because it's too hard for you to get it yourself, so you're just going to do whatever you got to do to have somebody else get it and bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, just being lazy, too. And I can't stand a lazy bitch. Because there's no point in being lazy. I mean, but that's where we're at now. You know what I mean? Because people are always, well, this is across the board, but mainly for women, because that's why shit like prostitution has always been the longest running job for women since way back in the day, even before women had rights. You know what I mean? So, and it's funny because it really hasn't changed. It's gotten more so like that. It's more so. Look what I got. Look what I can do. I look good here. I look good there. Who's gonna pay me to look good with them or for them or in one of their videos, or who's gonna pay me to be their trophy? You know what I mean? It's a whole different aspect to when it comes to people looking for somebody else to get some people or anything like that. Before, you were looking for somebody who was just, you know, nice, complimented you not like as like you look good there like that, but complimented you as like y'all work well together when y'all go out. You know what I mean? Y'all accompany each other and y'all look good together. Y'all enjoy each other's company just for the fact that y'all enjoy each other. And they got nothing to do with money, and they got nothing to do with this, and they got nothing just the fact that, yo, this person's cool, I like this person, I want to hang out with this person, I want to do things with this person, and that's it. It ain't about this no more. It ain't got nothing to do with that anymore. So, how much money you got in your pocket? You know, what's your bank account like? You got any kids? You know, it's a different kind of question. What's your Facebook page? You got an Instagram? Like, people have lost so much other shit, and I don't know what it is with women trying to get all this attention all of a sudden. You know, it's like before, only the women who deserved it got the attention. You know what I mean? It's like, or you was just the whole trash son or whatever. You got attention that way, and that's what you were for. You were the stripper. You were that. You know, I mean, you're the person that we come to look at for that type of, you know, for that type of attention. But past that, you know, girls are out here trying to get attention like that, and now girls are trying to get attention everywhere that they can. Everybody, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. If they can't do it just on some real shit, you know, that's when the clothes start coming off. I mean, look at all the websites we got now. You know what I mean? Look at Tag, look at Scout, look at Facebook. I mean, look at all these sites. Look at all these profile pictures. Look at all. No, I'm not lying. And again, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sit up here and be like, I don't mind looking or shit. I love ass. I'm an ass man. So I'm not even going to sit here and act like I don't like it. But what I'm just simply saying is that if you put yourself out there like that, then that's the kind of attention you're going to get. And what I can't stand, also when bitches do shit like that, and then when you get at them like that, they're like, why are you coming to me like this? Why I got to be all that? Bitch, because your ass is hanging out with a little bit of thong or whatever, so I thought it was popping. I mean, what do you expect? This is what I mean. Women have the power. Men are going to be men. Niggas are going to be niggas. If you let us fuck, 9 times out of 10, we're going to fuck. You show us your ass, we're going to think about fucking. You know what I mean? If you are just out there like that, then we're going to think that you're out there like that, so we're going to treat you as such. So don't get mad at us because your ass is on display. Like I said, you have the power. You control that. You don't want niggas commenting on your ass? Because, nigga, look at it this way. Niggas going to comment on your ass anyway. whether it's fully clothed or whether it's out there in a thong or something or some boy shorts or whatever or something like that. Either way, you got ass and they're going to say something about it. So you don't have to show it like that unless you just want to. I wouldn't mind. I'm going to look. With no hesitation. But like I said, it's the choices that y'all decide to make. It's your choice to do that. So it's like I just don't get it. I don't understand, because it's like I said, it's like women expect too much. It's like women expect certain things. They expect to be able to get away with everything because they're women. They expect to not get in trouble because they're women. They expect people to look to the side or, you know, to turn the other cheek just because they're women. Fuck that, because they ain't acting like that. You know, when a girl cheats or something like that in a relationship, a girl cheats or whatever, gets caught or whatever, something like that, she expects a nigga to get over it right away. Because that's what niggas do. Niggas always got to do, so why can't I do it? And then it's just like, oh, sorry, whoop, and everything like that. And it's just like, well, you know, you wasn't showing me no affection. You know, all kinds of excuses that come out of bitch's mouth when she fucks up. But you're supposed to be like, okay, well, it's okay, babe, we'll do it, we'll work out together. But on the other side, you flip it out, don't dare do nothing to that to her, because then it's World War III. So, I mean, it's just not fair. The world has never been fair. But, like I said, it's just getting worse, 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 and worse. And I just, like I said, I'm done with it, because It's kind of like the rap game or the music industry now. It's just overflayed. You know, as far as women go, bitches, hoes, rap, all these other bitches that overflooded y'all, real women out there. Because I know there's some of y'all out there. Trust me, I know they are. So I'm not trying to downplay all of y'all. But these other bitches just fucking it up for y'all. They fucking it up for everybody. Because look at it like this, right? Now, we're just saying that we're just still in the grand scheme of things, you know, we're just speaking in general. The pussy is very powerful. I love pussy like I love ass. Female ass, no homo. But, you know, pussy is great. But these niggas out here, you know what I mean, where, as we all say, you know, they put the pussy on the pedestal. What did I say there? 40-year-old version. You know, you put the pussy on the pedestal. Oh, and they're sitting up here doing everything that they can. I cheat, steal, you know, all kind of crazy shit to get some pussy. You know, and then what they're not realizing is that the female on the other side who's like, oh, all I gotta do is give up pussy to them. You know, they don't gotta do shit. Fucking somebody is not a big deal. This is what people don't realize. Anybody can fuck anybody, technically. It comes down to the choices that people make to decide who is fucking who. But technically, anybody can fuck anybody. So it's like, don't think fucking or whatever is like the number one goal in the world and everything like that. Because niggas is thinking like that, and bitches is thinking like that. This is how shit is all fucked up. Because now, all these bitches and rats out here to get these niggas that robbing and stealing and getting this money or whatever to bring it to these bitches. You know, now they're in competition to try to get the dumbest niggas in the world. I mean, I'm literally trying to tell y'all. Like I said, I'm around females that be plotting on niggas. I'm never that type of person. Like I said, I've been through my plotting stage. This is the bitches that have plotted on me. You know what I mean? I done found out either it done doubled back on them, or I X them out of my life, or they think they playing a game that they, you know, you let somebody, you don't ever let anybody know that they're full of shit. You know, you just let them keep hanging themselves until they actually just tighten the noose and then it's done. So, that's what I do. So, but as far as the rest of y'all, it's like, don't fall victim to this, because here's what happens, because now These bitches are in so much competition. They're trying to out-rack each other, trying to outdo each other to get these dumb niggas to get their money and everything like that. But niggas is out here acting dumber to get these ratchet-ass bitches. It's a cycle. And it's going to keep going around in a circle until either one, it blows up, which I think is going to happen. I think it's going to get worse, worse, worse. Like I said, you talk about overpopulation, everybody out here fucking, everybody having out here having nice kids, diseases, shit like that, and all kind of stuff. So it's just, I think it's just going to blow up at one point. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to get to that point. But you just stop. Because, like I said at the beginning, it's like women have the power. So it's like, ladies, if you realize that if you just want to go off a pussy, just period, you just want to go off the power of the V, you know what I mean, the V, if you just want to go off of that, then it's fine to use that to motivate a nigga maybe in a positive way. I mean, because, look, and now I'm talking to the fellas real quick. I mean, you know when you deal with certain bitches, depending on who you're dealing with, that woman, depending on the type of bitch or female that woman is, will determine how you carry yourself when you're around her, when you're not around her, or whatever like that, right? So what I mean to say is that if you're dealing with a real woman, you know what I mean, a woman that's on her P's and Q's, smart, intelligent, sexy, funny, you know, knows how to be a woman, can be a bitch if she needs to, but that's in the background. You know, she's not upfront with that. The whole behind closed doors, you know, yo bitch. You know what I mean? If you got that type of girls, you know, any real nigga would step his game up to at least that. You know what I mean? There are those women out there that make you want to do better, that make you want to keep your shit tight. You know what I mean? That make you want to be on your P's and Q's about shit. I know a couple of them myself. If I was with them, I'd be on my P's and Q's. You should be on your P's and Q's, whatever, but I'm just talking about as far as relationships go. Like I said, you shouldn't use somebody else to define what you do for yourself, but I'm just saying, when you with somebody or dealing with somebody, depending on who they are, when you're with them, it determines how you interact and carry yourself. I mean, I know I'm not wrong with saying that. So, I mean, that's a real woman, but if you're dealing with a rat, a hoe, a bitch, you know what I mean? Them bitches don't require much. And bitches don't care about that much. You don't got to do that much with that bitch. You know what I mean? Because she doesn't want that much. So you don't have to do that much. And that's where we're at now. Everybody's dealing with bitches, those rats, whatever, you know, trying to get as many of them as possible. And you don't have to do shit in order to get them. It's real easy. Because they're making it easy. You know, it's like, I mean, it used to be, like I said, I'm just trying to remember coming up and everything. I used to have to, I never had to game up bitches or anything for pussy. Like I said, I've always been upfront real about it and everything. But it's like before, in a sense, it just seemed like, you know, girls were fun. This person or that person, they had a steady person that they was dealing with or whatever, you know. But it's not like that. Everybody is fucking everybody. You know, I saw a video when one girl fucked like five dudes. Shit, and they was all lined up back to back. You know, I'm like, this is the shit we talking about right now. Look, now. But this is what I mean, like videos like this right now. First of all, you got this one ratchet ass bitch right here, right? Fucking five dudes all in the same house running behind each other and everything like that. Now, look at these niggas. Niggas ain't doing shit. You know what I mean? In some abandoned house with two mattresses on the floor in the back. You know what I mean? Ain't doing shit. But because this bitch got, you know what I mean? And I know this is that wouldn't be caught in a... That you ain't got your, and I don't mean this to say you got to be bougie or anything like that either. I'm just simply saying that, you know, ladies, the standards that you have will attract the same amount of standards from a dude that you're dealing with. If all you try to do every day is smoke, drink, you know what I mean, get fucked up or whatever, that's real easy. That's real easy, especially for females. Because like I said, y'all can call a nigga who's going to bring y'all some weed to try to fuck you. Y'all can call a nigga that can bring you some alcohol because he thinks he may fuck you or may fuck you. You know what I mean? This is all y'all got to do. I love. Especially if the nigga knows who, the type of bitch that you are. Especially if he knows that when you call him, you've given up the pussy. Because that's how niggas are. You got to realize, if a nigga's thinking about pussy and shit and everything like that, and he realizes that all he has to do to get pussy is either lie or get a couple of bucks, all you got to do is get this bitch high and drunk and she'll fuck, that's easy. Get a high, get a drunk, lie to her, tell her that, you know, you love her, this, that, or whatever. You know, all the shit that y'all do, this shit is easy as fuck. I know it's hard to do the right thing. It always is. Ladies. Especially when all you got to do is just bounce your ass and look cute or whatever, the nigga probably just going to throw you some shit. Like they always say, all money ain't good money. This is, I hope, any real women that have been through the game or been through the struggle or whatever, you know, some of y'all older ladies out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Even if you got ganged up yourself, maybe, you know, because like I said, we all make mistakes. The thing is, do you learn from your mistakes or do you keep doing the same shit over and over and over again? Then you wind up three kids later by, four, five kids, three baby different daddies, you know what I mean? Like, everybody on county trying to get their EBT card check and shit, you know, it's like, but everybody's cool with that because don't nobody want nothing. Like I said, a lot of these hoes and bitches out here, everybody just trying to get by as quickly as possible, as fast as possible. Quick dollar with the easiest amount of work, with as little amount of work. Fuck it. Bitch, what do? You lay there, or you can, you know what I mean? It's like, technically, it's easy. Which is why I bring it back again. And prostitution has always been one of the top only female longest lasting professionals for women. Because it's easy. And there's all that want to take the easy route instead of the hard one. So, I gotta sit my drink out. So, and it's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I wish, me personally, I still wish maybe, well, not to be black back in the day, but, you know, I like the older times sometimes, y'all. We can take it all the way back. Like I said, this is what happens when niggas, when men gave women power. Like I said, we already gave y'all, if you want to get biblical, we gave you a rib, you know what I mean? Said, let there be light. There you go. You know, we helped you out there. And then, but the more powers y'all gain throughout history, the worse shit has gotten. And call me chauvinistic, call me an asshole, whatever, but I'm going to stick with that, and I'm going to say it because, look, it's a lot easier. Just in general, it's a lot easier in life when you're just told what to do. I mean, let's be honest. If you don't really have to think or do anything for yourself and you're just told what to do, then things are a lot easier. So that's what I'm saying. That's why everybody, you know, kids got it so easy. Because, like, kids, good kids, all they got to do is listen, and the majority of the time of life is real easy for them. Like I said, when you're young, you're coming up, because all you're doing is really just following rules. You know, you have structure. If you follow the rules up to a certain point, you're going to make it up to 18, 19, you'll be okay. Or bend, you know, but just do what you're told until you reach a point in your life where you can make your own decisions, and then hopefully by that time you can make the correct decisions about yourself. So let's look at history. Look at caveman days. You know what I mean? Women. You know, man like that. Imagine if the world was still like that. If a nigga liked a girl or a guy liked a girl, you saw a girl that he liked, all he had to do was walk up, pop her on the head like pow, boom, and drag her back to the house. You know what I mean? Like, that's real. Imagine if that was like that. Imagine that shit would be like that now. Y'all bitches wouldn't be going for that shit because the ugliest and the craziest motherfuckers be out there dogging some of y'all, some getting y'all some of the prettiest bitches out there. Niggas would be fighting over y'all. Niggas is fighting over y'all now. But I mean, it's just, but just imagine that. Like I said, ladies, you ain't got no rights. You get knocked down drunk to the cave, then that's your house. So you better make it happy and be happy. So, now also, like I said, now let's take it for like medieval times. There are those times when you were a king, you know what I mean, to be the man, you were the king, and you had your wife, your queen, or whatever. She knew you was out there fucking everybody in the world. She, nigga, stay in your place. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. What I'm just simply saying is that, like I said, you wanted to be a queen in order to be in that queen position. You better shut the fuck up. Which is kind of like how shit is now. Like I said, lady, if you're in the, I've kind of been in this situation too, like in my younger days. Like I had my main, like my girl, she did, gave her everything, she had, you know, shit got rough, so I was dealing with some other ones or whatever, but I was only really using them for our main situation. You know, So it was like, I had to do this in order to keep shit flowing in the castle, to keep shit over here, because like I said, you ain't doing nothing. But, you know, that's just not enough. Like I said, women nowadays, it's like, no, that shit ain't going down. Or, well, if you gonna fuck around, I'm going to fuck around too, this and everything like that. No, that's not how it goes. Because back in the day, bitch, you cheated on me, you got me hate. I get to kill you. And be cool about it. It was the rule. You cheat on your husband, you get executed in front of everybody. Nigga, kings used to chop off bitches' heads. Man, I remember history class, man. Kings would kill bitches for having their kids, but instead of a son, it was a daughter. She couldn't even give me no boy. Swap. Cut her head off. Let me get a new one. You know, other countries, men got 9, 10 wives, all taken care of. Everybody has. No? Other countries, man, I don't know about some shit over in Africa. You know what I mean? In Africa, they cut off the clit of women. I don't know what tribe it was or something. Somewhere out there in Africa, they cut off a woman's clit. Just so sex is less enjoyable because, look, you're not supposed to enjoy sex. You're just supposed to be a birth vessel for the next generation. Sex isn't enjoyable. You know what I mean? I understand women got to go through a whole lot, but it's like all the sacrifices that women have made for y'all throughout history and everything, all the, you know, y'all are just going way off on some other shit with that. You know, they always talk about sacrifices like if black people didn't respect the black people that came before us, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, you know, all these people that had to pave the way for us to have the equal liberty rights that we have and everything now. Same thing for women, too. But women are completely shitting on the women that came before them. You know, and that's just what's going down. Literally shitting on the women that came before y'all. Literally. And I don't know why y'all choose to do that. I mean, the shit that women have to go through. There are some cultures, like back in the Pharaoh days, Egypt and them, back over in Africa. But, you know, back in the Pharaoh days and shit, you know that there was one, what was it? You're a pharaoh, and you die for some reason, but your wife is still alive and everything, and you have to be buried in the tomb. Your wife and all your concubines, so not only your wife, but your wife and all the bitches you've been fucking on the side and everything too, all get buried alive with you. Go do some research on some shit. Tell me if I'm not lying. Look, Yeah, yes. Imagine, let's bring it nowadays, bitch. Yo, you with your dude, bam, you with your dude, y'all, your dude or whatever, y'all, bam. This nigga gets shot in the hood, you know, drive by, whatever, gets shot, whatever, fuck it. Bam, he's dead, right? But that's your dude. So now, when he gets buried, you got to get buried with him. Because technically, you're his property. And you got to just sit there like, okay, you just, no arguing, no. You get buried alive with him in the tomb. So y'all forever be together. You know, also, in the big picture, you know, it's kind of beautiful, you know. But here's the difference, though. Women back in the day saw that as an honor. They saw it as a good thing. But that's also why they would try to make sure that their husbands were healthy. They tried to make sure that their husbands had what they needed to because they knew at any time that motherfucker died soon, they was going with them. You know, they might have had a little encouragement and shit or whatever, but still. She made sure that man was fine. You know what I mean? She did everything she could to keep that man alive. And what do y'all do now? Y'all out here plotting on this. Y'all out here setting niggas up. You know what I mean? Y'all out here doing on some way, whole nother other shit. If there was consequences like there used to be, all that shit would be shut the fuck down. There's no consequences. And the consequences that women do have to deal with, they don't consider consequences anymore. I mean, what's that? Okay, you get pregnant, so what? You either have an abortion, or you're going to have a baby, then you're going to be on county, or then you're going to be trying to get a baby daddy for his check, or woo that, or whatever it is. But it's fine, though. It's not a hazard. I mean, you're not fit to be a mother, you know. You're not fit to be a mother. You shouldn't be raising no kid or anything like that. You don't want to have a kid. You don't care about the kid and everything, but, yeah, you're going to go through it anyway, you know, because you're just going to deal with it. Like I said, the consequences, I bet you said that bitch, yo. But see, because niggas do this. I know some of y'all crazy niggas out there do this shit, too. But at the same time, sometimes it works. You ever see them bitches that are scared of their dudes? I seen them. My nigga crazy. My nigga this. My nigga that. You know, he'll do this. There's some crazy motherfuckers out there. At the same time, it's like, that would lead me to this. Like, do you have to be crazy in order to keep a bitch in control? You shouldn't. But some people require that, maybe. You know? Because see, me, I don't get crazy until the line's already been crossed. You know what I mean? For me, I am crazy. I have the craziest thoughts. Like y'all know, y'all been listening to me for 2 years. I mean, y'all know I've had some of the fucking psychotic thoughts flow through my head sometimes. So I know where I'm at and I know who I am. But I haven't had to go all the way off batshit crazy on somebody because, like I said, I avoid myself from certain situations. I try to avoid certain things so I don't have to be that way. But in not doing that, you know, it seems like I said, I've been taken advantage of a lot. I've been fucked over. I've been fucked over on. You know what I mean? I've been all kind of shit because I wasn't that crazy psycho motherfucker and I wasn't applying consequences to certain bitches for the actions that they were doing. And when there are no consequences, a bitch just can get away with anything and do whatever she wants to. Because nothing's going to happen to her. And which is why I said, which is the problem, because nothing is happening to these women, to these bitches, to these hoes. And I'm not trying to say, like, I'm not trying to say out here, like, everybody, you know, go out here and slap a bitch or anything. I'm just trying to say, I don't know, who we don't put the responsibility on, ladies? If you're not gonna take responsibility for yourselves and start wanting more, start expecting more, start deserving more, then if I talk to the fellas, it's like, yo, man, stop putting that pussy up there on that pedestal, man. Start giving consequences to these bitches. If these bitches is not going to use the power as they should, then we need to take the power back. Now, see, me, I would put the pussy on pedestal. And I know the pussy is very powerful, but here's the trick, fellas. If you let the girl know that she's in control, then that's when they take advantage of the situation. It's like I sit here and tell the girls to be in control the whole time, whatever, but again, the girl, most women still want you to be a man, you know, take control of the situation, do this, do that, and everything, it just depends on the type of girl you're dealing with, the guy you're dealing with. You just got to know who you're dealing with. But it's a matter of control. And so, fellas, you got to start getting disciplined in these bitches. Consequences for their actions. Don't be the nigga running over there as soon as she call you and everything like that, or this, that, or woo. But see, here's what niggas are afraid of. Here's what niggas are scared of, is that, well, if I don't do it, somebody else will. That's fine, bro. Bro, sound like a white dude. That's fine, my nigga. Look, yes. And even if you do it, there's still another nigga probably out there doing it. This is what I'm saying. There is no loyalty. Because majority of these bitches are out for themselves, or they're looking out for themselves, trying to get, like I said, I've literally sat next to a bitch, man, a few of them, going through their phone, like, and I've seen them call like 2-3 dudes sitting in front of me, tell them all the same story, trying to get money out of these niggas to hang out with me. Because I ain't paying for shit. I let a bitch know off top. Like I said, I pay for women. You know what I mean? For people that deserve that shit. I don't pay for bitches. Bitch, and whatever I do pay for, I'm buying myself. And if I decide to share or want to share, then maybe you may get some. But it ain't got nothing to do with you. And that's the scam, because like I said, y'all got shit backwards. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, and like I said, mothers are younger, you know, kids are having kids. So that kid grows up, see their mom still trying to do, you know, whole rap and shit, you know what I mean? And they think that that's okay. Like I said, I've seen videos, and it amazes me because, like I said, this shit is real because I've seen it myself. People are broadcasting shit like it's okay. I've seen another video. It was inside the strip club, but I guess it was the back part of the strip club. But, you know, I guess where the strippers all be in the locker rooms and shit or whatever, or where they, you know, the major strip club, but it was in the back, or maybe underground or whatever, or something, whatever, wherever it was. There's this little girl on, like, some table or something in the back or whatever, or it was something. No, there was a pole back there. I don't know if it was maybe after hours or something, but look. But I'm just saying this to say, there was this little-ass girl who had to be just barely walking and shit like that, all right? Dancing and holding on to the stripper pole that was in the strip club. And I'm like, so this is one of these strippers' kids in the strip club on the pole at like 2 years old dancing and shit because that's all she sees. So, of course, what she's going to think is okay when she gets older. Why the fuck you, bitch, you making all this money, right, at night and everything like that, shaking your ass and everything, but you can't afford a babysitter for 8 hours? What the fuck is your daughter doing in the strip club? You know what I'm saying? There were times when women who had to do that did everything that they could so their children didn't have to. You know, there were parents that did not want their children making the same mistakes that they were making. But now, parents are training their kids in exactly what they do. Whether they're doing it on purpose or not, or whether they notice it, or whether they're paying attention to it, they're doing it. Some don't care. Just like you see all these other motherfucking bitches letting their kids take ball hits and letting their kids smoke weed and shit and blunts and record it thinking it's funny, posting it up on World Star or whatever, and then wonder why the police is looking for them in a week or why their kids are getting taken away. Bitch, you didn't want that kid in the first place. Wake up. God, bitches just don't fucking get it. And it's just so upsetting because I hate feeling like shit could be a lot easier, you know, if people would just listen. But like I said, who the fuck am I? I ain't nobody special, right? I ain't nobody to listen to. I ain't making no sense. I'm a hater. I'm this. I'm that. Look, call me whatever the fuck you want to. But I'm being honest with your ass. That shit is not cute, and that shit will eventually. And that's the bottom line too. That's another thing. It's like all this shit is gonna play out eventually. You may be cute now, sexy, attractive, woo woo, or whatever, and all that. That shit's gonna eventually fade, bitch. If you don't die early or catch a disease or anything like that or whatever, time will catch you. And then what? You're going to be one of these old 40, 45-year-old bitches still trying to do porno movies, doing whole shit and everything like that too, and think you made enough connections? Because like I said, I guarantee none of y'all saving no money. You know what I mean? Y'all have to buy all kind of shit, huh? Clothes, jewelry, shit, because you got to make sure you on point and everything and look good. So when you go to the club and shit, you can pull the next dumb nigga and shit to have him give you all your money, right? The next baller and everything. And all y'all dumb niggas out there need to stop going to the fucking club trying to show off all your bread, trying to catch one of these bitches. But look, let me stop. Because if this is what you want, this is it too. If this is what you want, then fine. Let me start there. Because this is what I also think too, is that a lot of people just don't want shit no more. Nobody wants anything for themselves. Like I said, or if you do want something for yourself, you're not willing to work to get it. You know what I mean? Nobody wants shit. Niggas just looking for somebody to fuck on. Bitches just looking for money, and they'll give up the pussy to get the money or whatever. You know, need a bill paid, this, that, or whatever. It's like, and niggas is simple. So I'm trying to figure out what should be easier. Is it like trying to talk to the ladies and get the women to, you know, respect themselves more? You know, give homage to those ladies that, you know, were really, like, have died, you know, raped. You know, women have been through a whole lot in life. So, again, I'm not trying to downplay y'all in any shape, way, or form, but what I'm mainly saying is, and the whole point of this whole thing is just that through all the struggles that women have had to go through in life, y'all just turning up your ass literally to that now. Literally. It's just like none of it matters. None of it matters. I'm saying, what was it? Django, the D is Silent. Remember that movie? If you saw that movie. Like I said, look at women, even black women, they lived as slaves. You know, if they were working out in the field, y'all saw the one bitch lit on DiCaprio's main black bitch, right? She was fucking the shit out of that white boy, had all, you know, high class life and was cool with that. But that's the type of bitch right there that bitches is looking up to. All I gotta do is look good and fuck the right person. I'll be taking care of the rest of my life. That's exactly the mindset. And if I can't fuck one person to get what I want, I'll fuck a whole lot of people and get what I want from all of them. That's the mindset. not let me go get a job, not let me stay in school and get educated, not let me not have a kid from 18 years old. None of this shit plays in the bitch's mind. That's not what they thinking. I got to pay this. I don't want to pay it. Who can I get to pay it, and how am I going to get them to pay it for me? That's what it is. Or like I said, or it's the complete opposite. And bitch, you got everything going for with you. You're smart, you're intelligent, got a job, got a car, you know what I mean? You got everything going for you. Everything. But either that struggle to turn you into somebody who just doesn't trust anybody or believe in anybody, so you're just like a real hurtful, spiteful type bitch. Or despite all that, you're still acting like a dumb bitch. You still do dumb shit. You still make dumb decisions, even though you're the most educated person in the world. Or very educated, but you're still acting dumb. I don't get it. And again, I just stopped trying to get it. So, ladies. And it's only because I care. You know, if I didn't give a fuck like the rest of these niggas, I'd be out here lying to y'all, trying to be like this, that, everything's okay, you know, don't worry. But everything's not okay. It's not. And once y'all realize that, then maybe things can change. But since everybody thinks everything's okay and everything going on is okay and the world is just perfect and everybody's all out, y'all, it's never going to work. It's going to completely keep spiraling and spiraling and spiraling until it crashes. All right? So, like I said, I'm off the plane. I'm unplugged from the Matrix. Y'all can have the Matrix. This is why I call it Matrix. Y'all are here thinking all this shit is real, thinking all this shit that y'all doing matters, that y'all have lost focus on what, you know, true success is. Then, like I said, I can't show y'all. You have to learn yourself, and if you're not willing to learn to find out for yourself, then it's never going to happen. Point blank, period. But like I said, I don't want to talk shit about y'all ladies for a whole another hour. So there's nobody calling in tonight, man. I'm gonna call tonight. I got that off my chest. I feel a little bit better. Like I said, make sure y'all tune in every Sunday, 7 to 9. It's not Sundays. Every Monday, Triple M Show, 7 to 9. More Music Mondays. It's still the opposite of the day, which is just all music for 2 hours. Not me talking, I won't say a word. West Coast Wednesdays, home nights with my co-host Queen Z from 9 to 11, talking about those adult matters and those adult topics. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Fuck You Fridays, 6 to 8. So thank you very much. I'm glad y'all, hope y'all enjoy. Like I said, ladies, don't be mad at me. I do care. I just want y'all to use y'all powers for good. And then fellas, if they not, man, discipline and give these bitches some consequences, man. Make them understand that. You know, we're not just going to stand for that shit. Don't just stand for just any old pussy, man. Get some quality pussy. Or make the pussy you're getting that quality pussy. All right, fellas? Damn. Let's get in this together. All right, y'all. How to tell next week. I'm out. Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.